we discussed the occupational tax, which is not a conversation anybody really wants to have, but it's something that we have to address. Like I said in the meeting, there was three of us, the two new magistrates and myself, knew that it was something we were going to have to be tasked with when we came in, because it had a sunset clause on it. And just to go over a couple things real quick, between property tax, personal tax, motor vehicle tax, payroll tax, and nonprofits tax, in 2022, it brought in about $2.8 million. And your budget for that actual spent that year of 22 was $8,333,000. And a misconception that a lot of people have is, well, the magistrates just, they want to gravel more roads or blacktop, and that's not the case with this money. This money funds all these other offices and agencies in our government. The road fund is a fund that taxed on fuel that comes back into the county, and that's where those road dollars come from. The court voted to amend the current occupational tax to increase it from 0.75% to 1%, which it was 1% when it started in 2012. In 2012, the county actually took in $6,800 more than they did in 2022 at 0.75%, and inflation has ate most of that up.